Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing and you guys are feeling great. So you know what's up. Come on in the room. Come on in the room, y'all. Y'all know what to do. Go ahead and grab your drink. Go ahead and get your coffee, your tea, your glass of wine, your soda, your pop, your lemonade, your iced tea, whatever, honey. For whatever floats your boat, come on in our special room. Have a sit down. Yes. Prop your feet up. Get your favorite pillow, your favorite throw. Take a deep breath in, y'all. Exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey. What's going on, my beautiful resilience family? How you all doing? I hope you guys are doing well and you are enjoying your day, your afternoon, or evening. What a week. It's been a very productive week, but a very calm week. And I have to say it was a very interesting week on my end. I ain't gonna get into details. Trust me, you don't want to know. But thank God I got through it. My husband got through it. And my youngest daughter got through it. Okay. We're going to leave it at that. But anywho, guys, I hope you guys are doing amazing. And you had a good day, right? I know it was rough for some of y'all. Some of you had to go through some legal things. Some of you had to go through some physical things. You know, had to go see your doctor. You probably had surgery. You probably had some tests done and you probably found the results, and yeah, it's not what you had thought or expected, but you know what? God's going to help you through it. He's going to get you through it. And then some of you probably had your surgery and it went well. You just got to go through the healing process and all of that. And then some of you probably just dealing with life. It is what it is, right? You're just like, I'm just glad to get through. It was a crazy day at my job. I'm just happy to be home. Thank you, Jesus, right? You made it, right? Well, listen, y'all. We want to continue. I want to continue talking about life, the life series, right? And some of y'all have really been enjoying it. I really do appreciate your comment and your feedback. That helps a lot. Thank you. I didn't know if I was like literally like talking to myself, no pun intended, but you know, really like just the only one reminiscing about life and how life can really, you know, change you and change your perspective on things, you know? And so I just wanted to just share that out with, you know, with my resilience family to see if any of you kind of relate to what I'm talking about, you know? And thankfully, some of you are just totally like, I hear you, girl. I've been there, done that. I'm there now and all those things. So that's good to know. But I wanted to just to talk to you quickly about, you know, can continue talking about the life series. And the question is, what did I miss? What did I miss, you know, throughout my life? You know, again, we go back and we reflect on our life, our childhood, our teen years, our pre-adult years, you know, and we definitely reflect on the good times, you know, the happy times, you know, those special memories or special moments that you will always cherish. And there's some good things to learn from those moments, right? You know, you held out, you persevered, you made it through, you graduated from high school and you finished college next, you know, you didn't think you was going to make it, but you made it anyhow, right? And you finally got that dream job and you finally got married and all those things or what have you for some of you, right? And, you know, some of you probably didn't even get married, but you had there are some moments in your life that you truly cherish, and it made you smile and made you laugh. And of course, there's some golden nuggets there that you definitely want to hold on to. But it's something that, you know, on the flip side of that coin, when we have, you know, one of those seasons that is not joyful, that is not, you know, laughable. It could be very disturbing. It could be very sad. It could be just one of those solemn, irritated moments in your life that you don't want to think about or you just dread thinking about. And, you know, you just don't want to ponder on it too much. And we tend to ignore those moments that, you know, that broke our hearts and had us crying and, you know, had us, you know, feeling some kind of way. And we just don't want to dwell on those things. But I tend to realize for myself personally, when I start to go back into those moments, I start to realize I miss some things. Some things that, you know, that was easily overlooked due to the pain that I was dealing with or due to that heartbreak that I had. And I was just like pondering on that. I was like, it's amazing how when you are older in life, you start to reflect and you realize now what you should have realized then. But back then, you couldn't realize it then because you were too caught up with your emotions. And now here it is 30, 20 some years later, you like, dang it, why did I see that back then, you know? But in a sense, you kind of like noticed it, but you didn't acknowledge it. I hope that makes sense. You noticed it, but you didn't acknowledge it because at that time, you were so caught up in your emotions, that bad breakup or that bad fight or, you know, bad separation, whatever it was at that time in your life. And you just didn't think it through. You was just thinking about the pain, the distrust, the betrayal, the all whatever else that came along in that situation. But as you got older, of course, you moved on with your life. You reflect on that person. You reflect on that relationship. And then you ponder on it. And then, you know, you reflect like, wow, I wonder why it didn't last. I wonder why, you know, they decided just to end this relationship. What was going on that, you know, I missed at that time? What did I miss then? You know, and because even though it's 20, 30 some years later, you're still scratching your head about that. And you still like, what happened back then, you know? And then sometimes, you know, I can only speak for myself. God reveals some things to me 20 some, almost 30 some years later. And I'm like, what? Is that the reason why? And I'm like, wow. You know, and then it would explain everything. It's like, that's why the person did not, you know, the relation wasn't as what I thought or as I hoped it to be, because that person didn't pour in 100% like I did. And yeah, the person cared. The person, you know, was attracted to me and all of that. But at the end of the day, their love for me was not the same as mine. That's the same I had for them. My love was true love, pure love. Their love was like maybe 20, I would say like, I'll give or take 40%. Mine was 100, okay? Mine was 100%. But at the end of the day, I realized that the person did not love me the way I loved them. And back then, if someone would have told me that, I would not have believed that. I would not have accepted that, right? I would not have, you know, I would have been like, you lying. No, that person loves me, you know, and this, da, 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 da. I would not have accepted it or received it, right? But another thing that I realized too in that, at that time, a relationship, what I did miss was my growth. That situation, it messed me up. It really did. It put me down in deep depression. And I canceled out love altogether because I was just tired of getting my heart broke and just tired of giving my heart to people. And they just took it and just slapped it in my face. I was just tired of it altogether. And I didn't think I was going to make it anymore. I didn't want to have a relationship anymore. I was just so done with it. But here it is. I'm looking at the time frame, and God has sustained me and carried me. Not 5 years later, not 10 years later, not 15, not 20, but 30 some years later, He has carried me. And during those years, it was all about resilience, and it was all about growth. It was all about, you know, healing at the same time. Even though at that time I didn't even consider that to, I didn't consider myself to be in a healing process. I was still burnt out. I was still crying. I was still, you know, hoping for another chance. Even after I left college and I moved forward to grad school, I was still like maybe 8+ years later, still trying to get this person back into my life, and thought I had that opportunity and it never came about. Yeah, the person, you know, we did connect. You know, I wished this person a happy birthday and everything. And, you know, he was like, wow, I didn't think you would remember. Of course I remember. Even now to this day, I still remember the person's birthday, right? But I was hoping that things was going to, you know, change. You know, it was going to turn around for my good, right? For my good. But at the end of the day, it never did. That was the last time I connected with him, right? And I had to move forward, because by that time I was in the process of getting engaged and getting married and all that other stuff or whatever, you know. But I, at that time, I still didn't see it. At that time, I was still clouded by the hopes of, you know, getting this relationship restored again, and still crying over the loss, still grieving over this relationship, because I believed at that time that there was something special in that relationship. Yeah, for me, I believed it, but for that person, he didn't see it that way, because again, his love for me was not the same. And like I said, I didn't see that. And it's not like I didn't want to see it. I just didn't see it, because I really had thought at that time that things were the same between us. But again, as I got older, and here it is 30-some years later, you know, God reveals to me, you know, the reason why that relationship didn't last the way you wanted to is because he did not love you the way you loved him. And he would not have respected you the way you wanted him to respect you. Because, you know, he respected me, yes, but not in the sense of my morals. And it would have been a challenge, and it would have been a struggle if we pursued forward in the relationship. Now, mind you, I didn't break off the relationship. He did. So in a sense, he kind of did me a favor. You know, he kind of did me a favor, because who knows what it would have been like if we would have stayed in that relationship and he would have still tried to pursue, try to get me, you know, in bed or something. And that was something I was just not tolerating at that time of my life. I wanted to wait till I got married, and that's exactly what happened, you know. And but he would have accepted that, you know what I'm saying? And so that would have been the challenge, that would have been the struggle, and that would have hurted me more, because I've been through this before in previous relationships, right? But I would not have received it then. Right. I would not have received it then. So I realized, just reflecting on that and reflecting what God shared with me, was like, wow, I was so caught up in the moment of having this, you know, this Cinderella kind of love story to come back, that I didn't realize, you know, that at that time that, you know, that I was, you know, that God was helping me through the process, and I was, you know, I was healing. Even though I felt like I was just, you know, like I was dying, but I was healing, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but it makes sense to me. But, you know, I didn't understand that I was, you know, that God was developing me to become a strong, resilient woman. Okay, that part I did not know. You know, I've been through a lot in my life and never really encountered the word resilience, you know. And then when I define the word resilience, I realized that's in my family altogether. That's on my mom's side of the family, my aunts. They endured a whole lot of stuff at the time in their life. My mom, my grandmother in particular, all of them. And they survived and they endured some things that can really blow your mind. But I didn't realize that was the strength of the Davis women. You know, that I didn't grasp that. And that's what carried me, you know, once I, you know, came to understand the word resilience. And let me tell you, I didn't even, this, the word resilience didn't come into my life until maybe, what, 15 years ago? At least 10 to 15 years, somewhere in that ballpark figure. And that's when I came across the word resilience. But prior to that, you know, during my college years, you know, I didn't even heard of that word before. I didn't even realize that's who I was becoming, a resilient, strong, you know, woman that was going through this hardship or going through this heartbreak and you know, dealing with so much in my life, that yet God was still strengthening me and, you know, healing me at the same time. So I realized, you know, that, wow, God, you helped me through this. You build me to become this strong, resilient warrior, this powerful woman that I didn't think I ever would become. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm confident in some things, but not to the degree like you see, like a strong, powerful woman. I mean, I just never saw myself like that in a sense, but it was in me all along. It just never was birthed out. You know, the way it was, it just didn't come naturally, in other words. But through the challenges that I endured in my life, the hardships that I endured in my life, it started to build this warrior inside of me. It started to, you know, create, reshape, refine, you know, this powerful woman of God, this powerful woman of grace, this woman, you know, that is very sensitive, but yet strong and powerful and determined all at the same time. And, you know, all of those hardships, those seasons of my life that a lot of us, and I just say in general, that we don't like to talk about, honestly, those are the moments we should reflect, because that's where your strength came from. That's where your strength came from. That's where your resilience came from. That's where the power that God has already established in you started to take a full effect. Because at that time in my life, man, I wanted to leave this earth. That was my mindset at that time, man. But God said no, you know, and I kept going, even though I was still depressed, even though I was still wailing in my heart over this dude, over the relationship, because it was so abrupt, it was so unexpected. And then dealing with the backlash of, you know, my peers at the time and all of that, and I just felt so embarrassed and so ashamed. And even though I didn't do anything wrong, but that's just how I was feeling, and that's how some of my peers at the time made me feel. I just felt like a lonely person in the corner. Everybody else was just on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my mindset was at the time. But not realizing while I was breaking down, God was trying to build me up. And at that time, man, I was just like, you know, I'm done. That's why I left the choir, because I couldn't deal with the pressure that was going on at the time, because of course he started dating another girl in the choir at the time, and that really messed it up even more. That messed me up at the time, and I'm like, what in the world, you know? And I got, you know, that Davis blood started getting all, you know, growing up in me, man, because I was like, what the deuce, you know? And I ain't say deuce, I just meant but at that time, man, I was like, okay, we got to take care of this. We got to nip this thing in the bud, because homie is just tripping right now, you know. And I went through all of these emotions and all of these different phases or whatever at the time in my life. And my then roommate at the time, her name is Onisha Richards. She was my roommate. Oh, a beautiful alto singer. Oh, that girl is the bomb.com. Okay, she blessed me one time, and I can't remember verbatim what she said, because she came into the room and I was already sulking and, you know, just reminiscing and all of that and everything, because it was still fresh, you know, the relationship, even though this happened during the summertime, but here we came back in the fall and I was still feeling it. And my roommate came back and, you know, she was like, yo, sis, you got to move forward in this. You can do this. You can do this. And I'll say, I don't know how I can, you know, because I really, really do love this guy, you know, and all of that. She said, I know you do. I understand. You know, she said, but you can get through this, girl. You strong. You may not see it or sense it right now, but you are a strong woman, you know. And I didn't grasp that at the time. because my strength was weakened. My strength was, please, it was like a joke to me, you know. I was just like totally out of it. And if any of you have ever been deeply, I mean, purely in love before, and you really have given your heart to that person, you know what I'm talking about. And that person whom, you know, y'all had a great, you know, y'all had a great connection. You know what I mean? You had a wonderful time together and everything. And y'all move forward to try to work a relationship out. And in your heart, you think that everything is all beautiful, golden, and all of that, right? But in the truth of reality is the brother don't feel you like that. He's attracted to you, yes. He cares for you, yes. He loves you to some extent, but it's not the same, you know? And after a while, you see that that person pretty much wants to move forward and you know, wants to date other people, or they just feel as though this relationship can't go the way that he wants it to go. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that yet. You just want to continue on just enjoying each other's company and all of that. And unfortunately, with that being said, he just decides to abruptly end the relationship. You know, he's like, you know, I'm going to move on now, and so forth and so on. And that kind of breaks you down. It just, when you don't see it coming, when you don't sense it coming, oh man, it just knocks you out. And that's what happened to me. And he did it even worse through a letter. And you know what? I'm glad we didn't have social media then like we have now. For all I know, homie could have FaceTimed me and said and broke it off that way. For all I know, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? I'm thankful that we didn't have social media the way we got it now. Because no telling what homie would have done back then. But yeah, he broke off with me through a letter. Okay, and it just tripped me up how he did that. But at the end of the day, when I started reflecting on these moments of that relationship and also other incidents in my life, I realized that, wow, while I was broken, yet God was still fixing me. He was putting the pieces back together, one piece at a time. When I didn't feel like I couldn't go on, yet God gave me his strength. You know, his grace is sufficient. When I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. And I remember those moments in my life where that, you know, I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to eat. I didn't care about classes no more. I'm telling, my grades was like a 3-2 and it went down to almost like a 1.7. I kid you not. Okay. That's how deep depressed I was after homie broke off with me, okay? That's how bad it was. And I know for some of y'all, you're probably like, girl, what's up with that? Like, honey, listen, there's people who are my age that's going through a breakup, okay? So don't come up with that talking about you were young. You ain't got nothing to do with that. Because there's a lot of people who are still bleeding over a bad breakup, and they're in their 40s and 50s as we speak. Okay, thank you. So as I was saying, you know, that's how that breakup did, you know, pretty much destroyed me at that time of my life. And that's why I at that time didn't believe that I had the capabilities of ever bouncing back from that. You know, I like I said, I had told God, I said, God, I don't ever want to fall in love like this again because it hurts too much. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember that day. Oh, my God. I was right there in the music building and sitting on the floor in the hallway in one of the band director's office. And that's when I was crying out to God and I said, I would never, ever, ever love this way again because it hurts too much. And man, oh man, that everything just went downhill from that point on for me. And I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to carry on. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to. But when I started, you know, reflecting on that, and then I allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to me a bit more about that whole scenario, the whole situation, he revealed to me, I was pouring life into you, even though that situation was sucking life out of you. It was kind of weird in a sense, you know. He was still pouring life into me, even though this death of this relationship was killing me at the same time. So it was like a spiritual tug of war here going on at my life at that time. And, you know, man, like I said, I was in depression for years. That's how bad it was. You know, even though I had graduated, I'd stayed there for another couple of years and I left in 94, then started grad school in the fall of 95 and moved on with my life from there. You know, I was still pursuing this dude, you know, and finally had connected that one and only time and thinking that would be the moment. And that had to have been like maybe 10 years after the fact. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie. No, that's not true. Sorry, y'all. That had been like maybe 5 years. I'm going to say 5 years after that. Yes, 5 years after that. Because if it's 10 years, that means I would have been married already. So yeah, that 5 years, because I wasn't even engaged yet. So at least by 98, 99, somewhere in that ballpark, that's where I connected with him again or whatever. And, you know, thinking things was going to change, but it never did. But all that time, just reflecting on those moments in my life and even other incidents that occurred after the fact of my life, God just allowed me to see that, you know, I was always a strong woman, that even though I was heartbroken and I was, you know, going through a lot of pain or whatever, that yet God still sustained me and he was still breathing life in me, not breathing like breathing, but he was spiritually pouring into me to keep going, right? And to also see that there was this powerful woman that was soon to come, that was going to be birthed out, you know, that was going to be able to stand on her truth and speak from her heart and not dare, you know, fall back from it, you know, because I'm a quiet soul. I don't really verbalize myself too much, not unless you really, really get on my nerves and I'm going to speak my mind. But at the end of the day, I'm really a quiet chick. You know, I'm to myself. I've always been that way ever since I was a kid. But at this stage of my life, I see that God was preparing me to become more vocal and to stand my ground on truth, to stand my ground on the right things and not waver from that. And I was doing that even when I was dating, you know, I was doing that then. I was not the type of girl that was allowing guys to just come in my life and, you know, we fall in love and next thing you know, one thing led to another. That was not me. And I'm not there, you know, knocking out other sisters. No, that my decision was, I'm going to wait till the day of marriage, because that's how I was raised, okay? And I made a promise to God, period, you know, that I was going to preserve my virginity until the day of marriage. And that's exactly what happened. And so not realizing that the challenges was that, you know, was going to happen from the time I was 16 up until I got married, that I was going to go through all these different phases in relationships with different people, and they was going to try me out, you know, and all those things, right? So again, those relationships, those moments had me in a spiral because, you know, I was caught up in my emotions and all of that stuff. And like I said, you don't want to think about those moments where things hurt your feelings or break your heart or cause some confusion or damage or whatever, because yeah, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, or you just don't want to think about that person ever. And I totally get it. But when you do get that, when you do have that moment in your mind, God wants you just to reflect on how much you have grown. Think about it. 20 years ago, that's where you were. But here you are now. You're a different person now. You're more vocal now. You're more determined now. You're more outgoing now, right? You speak your truth now. You don't shy away like you used to. You know, you make it plain, right? You used to be maybe a little bit more tough back then. But now you become more calm and you're not more threatening like you was back in the day. Now you're more compassionate and all of that, right? Back then you missed all of that. You didn't see that God was developing you even through the midst of the crisis that you endured at that time. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm making sense, y'all. You know, I'm just sharing my personal life. I don't know what you guys experience that you missed out, that you missed and you didn't want to think about those moments because it was not a fun, loving, happy moment. But if you do think about it, just reflect on the growth part of it. Think of the fact that, yeah, back then you were very timid, you were very shy, you were very, or you were outgoing, or you were very aggressive in terms of your words, of your actions. But now life came and did some things and, you know, shook you up a little bit or what have you. And now you become this person now. Now you become more positive. Now you are more active. Now you're not as overly aggressive like you used to be. Now you are more cautious with your words now. You know what I'm saying? Those relationships, those incidents, those traumas, whatever you experienced that was not happy moments, it helped you, it developed you, it strengthened you to be the woman you are today. I hope I made sense on that, right? Like for me, you know, the word, that's my word, resilience. Because again, I never experienced that. I never heard of that word at that time in my life. But when I realized what I found out what it meant, I'm like, that describes my family, my side of the family, my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, you know, my cousins, all of the women on my side of the family, we went through some crap, you know, and not saying it was horrific, but it wasn't easy either. You know what I'm saying? Of course, there were some great moments, but there were still some situations that, wow, you hear the stories and you're like, man, how did she survive that, you know, and all of that. But by the grace of God, you know, God just started to build you up, even when at that time you felt you were breaking down. And he was gradually refining you and purging you and restoring you and reshaping you, refining you into the woman that you are becoming, or that the woman you are. And you see where you are now. And now you can be able to stand tall and stand strong in your words with more confidence. And now you can actually tell the story without feeling, you know, any regrets now, because, you know, God was with you then, and, you know, God helped you and he healed you and he saved you. He delivered you. Right. And you can now be a voice. You can be a blessing to the younger generation that's behind you now. You can speak to your daughters, your nieces, your cousins, your, you know, even to your students, too, if you want to, and just let them know. Now, you know, this is the time to get your life together. This is the time to really start prepping and planning. This is the time to really be careful who you associate with, who you put all your trust in. This is the time to really, you know, put God in your life for real, for real. And don't play games with him. This, you know, this is the time to really open up your heart and really start exploring and not get so attached to people and get so caught up in the love affair and all of that. You know, you know, whatever you endured or experienced, whatever you have learned, this is the time to share it out and speak it out and be a blessing to somebody else out there, you know, that is a 20-year-old, that's a 30-year-old or something, you know, and just be that wisdom for that generation. Okay. And just share what God has done and what he's still doing right now. He ain't done with you yet, but you know, you look over your life and you like, I'm not that same person anymore. Even though we may want to go back in that moment and reflect on the happy days and stuff, the good times, you know, but even then in the good times, that's how you were when the bad times came. That's how your thought process was. But you're a different person now. Your thinking is so much different. It's much more mature now, right? You can make better decisions now than you could have when you were 22 years old, when you were 18, right? And back then, you probably thought you were grown then. You know what I'm saying? You know, when we get 18, 19, 20, in that area, we always think we know better than our parents or whatever, right? But at the end of the day, man, you just like, wow, God, you really helped me through. You really got me through. You really was with me that whole entire time. And you were healing me even when I felt like I was breaking apart. Wow. That's serious right there. Because there's a lot of sisters out there that's still carrying the weight of the past. And they still may feel some kind of way about that. But I'm telling you now that you don't need to hold on to that no more, because God has been with you then, just like he is with you now. But back then he was still trying. He was reshaping you and refining you and, you know, healing you in that process. Even when you felt like you was not, you know, that you were breaking down. Like I said, I was in depression for a long time after that breakup. And even though I felt horrible, yet I still kept pushing. I still kept going, even though I didn't know where I was going, but I still kept. Because there was something deep inside of me that still said, keep fighting. There was something inside of me that kept saying, keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. And I'm speaking the truth on that. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep going. And I heard that voice. But yet I was still going through that tug of war where I wanted to give up, where I just didn't want to. I didn't want to be around the school. I didn't want to be around my friends. I just want to go, you know, and it almost happened like that. Right. It almost did. You know, I didn't want to be around my friends at the time or whatever. You know, I just want to be in that dark space because that's what it felt comfortable to me at that time. But yet that inner voice was telling me, don't die, don't give up, don't quit, don't stop, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I believe that's, and honestly, yeah, I know for sure that's what kept me going, even when I didn't really take it full at heart. I hope that makes sense to you guys. So that's what I missed back then, that I now know that, you know, God was already helping me through that process, even though I was broken, but yet he was in the healing process for me. He was refining me. He was reshaping me at that time, right? And it took some time to realize that, right? So there's some of you probably, you know, you've probably been avoiding, not thinking about the memories of a bad breakup, of a bad divorce, of a bad whatever that you experienced. Because, yeah, it, you know, it still make you feel a little sore every now and then. I mean, sore in the heart, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I want to say, just go ahead and think on that and just talk to the Holy Spirit about it. And I guarantee you, he's going to reveal some things to you and it's going to blow your mind. You're like, oh, is that why? and you ponder on that thing for a minute and you be like, oh, so that is the reason why they didn't want to hang with me, or the reason why they, you know, you just, it'd be like, what? And then you just say, wow, Lord, thank you for covering me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for, you know, still being with me, even when I rejected you, even when I didn't acknowledge you at the time, you know, but yet you were still there with me through the darkest moments of my life, the darkest moments of my college years, you know, my young years or what have you. And look where you are today, you know, and you, now that you're in your 40s or your 50s, you look at life so much differently now, and you just like, wow, Lord, I'm grateful that you sustained my life, that you blessed me with life, and I'm so glad you didn't hear me out back then. I'm so glad you didn't accept my letter of resignation. Hello. Right? You just totally just ignore that and just started to work on me and love on me and help me through the process. And now look at me now, you know, where are you now that you can really just breathe and say, Lord, this is your doing. And I'm so grateful that you helped me through it. Right. You know, so there are things in your life, y'all, that you miss. You know what I'm saying? And don't go in that mindset thinking that, you know what I miss, I regret. Yeah, don't stay on there too long. Because what you have missed, truthfully, God can restore. And that's the thing. He was restoring me at the time, even when I didn't see it, right? Even when I didn't notice it, honestly. And that's the thing. God has been restoring you. He has healed you in certain areas of your life. That's why you are more forgiving. That's why your heart is not bleeding like it used to be. You know, when you see that person that caused that heartache, you don't feel that illness about that person. You know, you're more content with that person now, because you know, now you're both living different lives. The person's married themselves, they got kids, and you married, you got kids and grandkids or whatever, you know. And now you see them on social media, you're like, well, God bless them. You know, that is my response now. I just like, well, God bless them. I pray all is well for them, you know, and that God will continue to strengthen their marriage, you know, strengthen their family, you know, all those things. You know, what's the point holding on to something that has been dead and buried for such a long, long time? You know, is just move on, because God has been so, so, so good. He's been so good, right? And you just, that's the whole point, just to enjoy your life now and just reflect of the goodness of God and what he has poured into your life, what he has pulled away from your life. Thank God for that too, right? And what he has added in your life. You know what I'm saying? Those are the things right there. You just got to just like, ooh, if it wasn't for this breakup, I wouldn't be with this dude right now. Come on. If it wasn't for this, I wouldn't have that. If it wasn't for, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That adding. God added things into your life that you thought you never was ever going to experience, right? And you are just so highly and richly blessed by God's grace and his favor and his mercy over your life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, think about the goodness of him and just embrace life and appreciate and value life more and value the blessings that he has poured into your life. And just say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. You know how I was back then, but you know how I am now. And I couldn't have survived it without you. You know, you knew that I was going to make it even when I didn't think I was going to make it the next hour at that time. But you kept me, you sustained me, you carried me, right? And ooh, he fully equipped me through the process. Oh my gosh. Lord have mercy. That's what he wants us to do. Just reflect on the goodness of him. Even when you are having a moment, but just constantly think of him and what he has already done in your life. And you won't be asking that question, what did I miss? You'll be like, Lord, I've gained so much and I'm so forever grateful. I'm so forever thankful for what you have done in my life. You know, that's what you're going to be saying from now on. Instead of, what did I miss 20 years ago? What did I miss? Child, bye. Mm-mm. Not no more. He has poured so much in my life. I'm just very grateful for the abundance of what he's poured in. And I'm very grateful for it, because I don't deserve it. Here's the thing. We don't deserve what God has poured in our lives. We don't deserve the things he's already had put in our lives. We don't. But thank God. Thanks be to God. You know, his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Okay. He's just a good God. And we got to learn to be grateful and thankful for what we already have and not complain of the things we have or the things we don't have. Because what we don't have, we really don't need. We really don't need. Not in this season anyway. And some of us are still not mature enough to handle what we crying about, what we want. We don't need it. Amen. We don't need it. Right? So that's what I wanted to talk about. I hope I made sense with this, y'all. Because in my brain is constantly be going and going and going. But I'm trying to like squash all of that out and just stick on the main thing. And I hope I made sense about that. You know, even though I'm just sharing my personal testimony, but I'm hoping that while you're listening to my testimony, that immediately it'll take you to your experience of that hardship or that breakup or some situation like that was very sensitive and very hurtful, and you never really ponder on it like you wanted to, but maybe you needed to think about it because now God may want to reveal some things to you. But at that time you didn't get the answer, but now you're more mature. Now you have lived some life, you've been living a little bit, and now he's ready to share some things to you about that person or that situation. And I tell you, it will just blow your mind when God reveals some things to you. And all you have to say, all you will be saying is, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you were patient with me. Whoo. And I get it. I would not have received it back then. And you know it's the truth. You would not have received the truth back then. You'd be so caught up in your emotions and so adamant about it. You would not dare want to receive the hardcore truth about why that person left you or divorced you or moved on or whatever the case may be, right? But here it is, 20 years, 30 years. You've been living life for a minute and it has matured you in a lot of areas. Now you can be able to handle the truth now. And now you can receive it. And you like, well, Lord, I thank you for covering me and keeping me and protecting me and carrying me and helping me through it. Right? Helping me through it. Right? So listen, y'all, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you. Again, thank you for those who are, you know, loving this life series. You know, I have so much more, but I don't want to overwhelm you guys, but life be life. And you know what I'm saying? And there's so many different things about our life that we totally overlooked, you know, because how life hits us sometimes. But, you know, I'm going through that stage of my life where I'm reflecting on things and I just like, I wonder, you know, so I want to just pass it along to y'all and get your expressions, your opinions on it as well when I bring these questions out to you. So again, thank you for those who have been listening and that you are truly enjoying the content. I truly appreciate it very, very much. But I will be back to share some more life. And if you have something that you want me to talk about, please do not hesitate. Let me know. Comment below. Let me know. And I'll be happy to address it for you. So we're going to close out with a prayer. And I hope you guys have a blessed weekend and a blessed night. So God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for my resilience family. Help us, oh Lord, to not continue to ask the questions, what did I miss? Because when we ask those questions, we get locked in. And help us, oh God, to just appreciate the now. That what have I already gained? You have poured so much in our lives, God, that we sometimes overlook it. We neglect it sometimes because we get caught up in our emotions. We get caught up in the memories. We get caught up in the past. But we don't need to do that anymore. You have poured and poured and poured so much in our lives that we should take the time out and just be thankful for what you have already done. We don't deserve what you have poured in our lives. But yet, God, we just want to take the moment and say thank you anyhow. Thank you for life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for another chance of living. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our spouse and our children. Thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. Yeah, you answered our prayers, but there's some things we didn't even ask for, and you still decide to pour into our lives. Thank you for another chance to get life right. Thank you for another chance to get love right. Thank you, God, to help us with our hearts and with our love. Thank you, God, to be in there that we can be able to truthfully run to you and just tell our whole story to you, and that you don't hold no judgment. You love us so deep that you chastise us with your love to let us know that I'm here to help you, not to break you down, not to hurt you in any form or fashion, but I want to help you to grow and to be better, to be more refined, more resilient, more powerful than you think you are, right? We want to continue to just be there to help, to be a helping to others. Help us, oh God, to be more open-minded, to be a testimony to a lot of people that are going through some things right now. We know how it is because we've been there before. But now that you have helped us and matured us to another level, now we can be able to be a blessing to those younger generations out there right now. If it's not our daughters, then maybe it's somebody else's daughter. But help us to be more vocal and to be honest in our truth and to be an encouragement to others out there, to let them know that they are powerful, they are strong, they are resilient, right? And that we are blessed. We are blessed. And that we have a whole lot to live for. So God, thank you for this moment. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.